Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old J.R. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Moltov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Chicago,
all right. I didn't know this song at first.
Nobody did.
And I was
nobody
like,
did. None of you out there did.
Chicago,
nobody did.
Maybe
TK, because TK's really good with music.
I was going to think maybe if you were going to play something, it was going to be something from Chicago the Musical.
As somebody, and Bill Neville is also one of those people, who has driven through Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Maryland, West Virginia, regular Virginia, Alabama, Tennessee, and one more state, I think.
Louisiana?
And definitely into, I was trying to think of one more before we got to Louisiana.
Maybe Georgia.
Maybe a little bit.
Kentucky, I think, at one point.
I don't think we actually...
And Tennessee. It was one,
Tennessee,
of the two.
We did. Tennessee, we did. Tennessee's an absolute we did. I think
Alabama?
Alabama, it was a definite. Both Virginias, shout out. We didn't make it to North Virginia.
No.
Next time. But is somebody...
You mean East Virginia?
Yeah, well, there is no West Boston. You ever think about that,
Bill? That's true, yeah.
There is no West Boston.
Yeah.
Right?
There's no West Side.
There's no West Boston.
No.
Think about that.
There's two South things.
Yeah.
There's the South End
yep.
and South Boston.
Yeah, we're not great.
Southie sucks.
Anyway, TK, but as the point I was making is somebody who listened to a lot of music for a long time with TK in a van on our way down to WrestleMania in New
Orleans.
Was
it down by a river?
It's a lot of it we spent near bodies of water, if that counts, is this applicable. But TK is really good at like first couple notes. He's like, that's that. And he's good. That's a shout out to him. We're drinking wine.
Yeah.
Because two reasons.
Drunk episode.
So tonight's sponsor is brought to you by Cupton America.
Ooh, and Wine Decadence.
And Wine Decadence.
And Merrimack College.
And this frog, if you're watching on Twitch, which you should be, you're about to see him. If you're listening on an audio show like Lork Norbel, you don't see him.
Yeah.
But this is the king of frogs.
Yeah, it's frog. It's
the prince of frogs.
This is Frog Balor. And it was only right.
It's Prince Ribbit.
It was only right that the people that brought you Frog Balor, another shout out to TK, would bring you. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, I knew it was only a matter of time. Yeah, Wine Decadence. You can schedule your own wine tasting party for free.
Yeah, they're good people.
Go to winedecadence.com.
There you go, winedecadence.com. Great people.
Follow
great
them on social media.
Great people. Great wine. Free bottle of wine. And the reason that we have a bottle of wine while we're drinking it
as
is
I drink it out of Cupton America.
As we go all in on this bottle of wine.
We go all in on this bottle of wine.
It's so weird. You have the superhero cup. I have the superhero tattoo. I have the Sting mug. You're the Sting guy.
Yeah.
But look at us.
Aren't we two sides of the same coin?
I think that finally, our periods have sunk.
Oh. We lived together long enough.
Yep, they are sank. Have our periods sank?
Sinked.
Like, sunk.
Sink.
In sunk.
In sunk.
They
in synced.
Right.
They are in sync.
Please don't say bye 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 to us. We'll show you down the back street, The Shape of Our Heart. But we're drinking this wine because...
Wow, different band.
I said the back street part. I interluded. We're celebrating because thanks to each and every single one of you, the New Age Insiders decided to take a huge step forward. It's a risk in some ways, and it's a commitment in every single way to each other. And to you, that we applied for an LLC, and now New Age Insiders Entertainment is officially recognized by the United States federal government.
Yay!
For better or worse,
they finally know we exist.
Yeah.
So
sign up for Patreon, folks.
Yeah, patreon.com/New Age Insiders so we can keep this train rolling. And it's a celebration, though. We are now an official small business, LLC, and we're celebrating with wine. So yep. What a fun episode we might have. You never know what'll happen on the New Age Insiders.
Or we'll ask questions about what we think about Triple H.
Over and over again. It's my style. Vintage. But we do want to give a shout out to every single one of you. We've said this before, but we'll say it again and hope to say it a lot more in the future as well. If you didn't click, if you didn't listen, if you didn't participate, if you didn't follow, if you didn't tell your friends, then this whole thing would have shut down a long time ago, I promise. And because you keep going ahead and listening, and because you keep showing up to these events, because the Patreon numbers keep growing, because you let our show numbers be big enough where we're really actively searching out sponsors like Wine Decadence on winedecadence.com. You guys
host your free wine party today.
I'm sure you listen to a lot of podcasts, and you watch a lot of YouTube content, and you see a lot of Twitch streams, and you see all these things, and you probably hear a lot of content creators say, thank you. You make this happen. And I'm sure those words have almost become some sort of a wash. You know what I mean? Like when somebody,
white noise.
Like when somebody says, have a nice day. You know what I mean? You don't even realize what a nice compliment that is, that they hope you have a nice day. And when we say, you made this happen, you're the reason we're doing this damn thing, it's true. And it shouldn't just wash over you. Like you listening, you. Point, you, George.
Ooh.
Somebody named George just got freaked out. but we love you, George.
Shout out to Renee up in Canada. She says, by the way, we love your show up here in Canada. I got people hooked on it now, too.
Renee! Ooh. I'm going to assume you're Dean Ambrose's wife. Tell your husband to be more interesting.
That would be awesome.
Tell your husband to be more interesting. as I ruin it already. But we see you out there listening. We see Reese and Danny and Mitchell and Justin and Brandon and Mark. And I'm not going to read everybody because it's
and Bill. And Bobby
and Jan and Marsha and Cindy and Peter and Greg and Bobby and Alice and Sam, the meat guy that was banging Alice with no subtlety at all, that they named that character Sam the Meat Man, who came in the middle of the night to have consensual, albeit sexual, relations with Alice, the maid. I love that, Michelle. It's terrible, but I love terrible things. I love The Room. Yeah. I love terrible TV. I love Fuller House.
Yes.
I love Jersey Shore.
Fuller House is delightful.
Fuller House is a treat.
Especially that first episode. That'll ring you.
A treat? Jesse and the Rippers were there. We're going to talk about wrestling, I promise. But we're drinking wine and having fun. Why? Because you guys, again, you make this happen. Oh, and shout out to Caroline listening live, watching and shit. I'm sorry. So we're going to talk about pro wrestling. And again, thank you guys for making us helping us get to the point where we are now an LLC and a small business and really going for this damn thing. And one of the big cool things is coming up for us in a tent pole and a milestone for us, and we hope is a big, big deal for all of you, is coming up. Before we dive into that, if you have never listened before, if you're a French-Canadian who has been turned on by Renee Young herself to this experience, well, bonjour, and I don't know the word, but welcome. I'll just say welcome in a French accent.
Bonne nuit.
Yeah,
it is with bon deepest pride. Bonne nuit to you all.
Right, I do not like the Montreal Canadiens. I do not, but I like you.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
Right, I am a talking candle, but the candlestick part moves. The whole thing is enchanted. It's weird. And Conor, I was going to say Conor McGregor.
Ewan McGregor was terrible.
Ewan McGregor ruined my character. Awful. Why get a British guy? Hire someone French, no?
Yeah.
Lumiere, everybody on the New Age Insiders podcast. Congratulations on your illuminating accomplishment. Well, my name is Jason Malta.
I am Liam Strager.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We're the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitter, including during this broadcast. We're always live for a reason. At New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI.
Yeah, Matt King's watching here on Twitch.
Awesome. Welcome. You should always be watching on twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV.
If you donate.
Or on New Age Insiders.com.
To the Twitch. No, that's thing, something fun happens.
Yeah, there you go. And it's probably me embarrassing myself because every fun.
Oh, it's definitely you.
Everything you
yourself.
Two label as fun is me embarrassing myself.
Yeah.
Hey, you put it out there.
We're live during the broadcast for a reason. Again, check out the website, newageinsiders.com. Huge shout out to DC Matthews, to Doc Manson, to Chip, and to Damien, who deserve a huge shout out and are part of the reason that we have our accomplishment, the thing that we're this business thing, this whole like next step giant leap thing. Well, that is in huge part to DC Matthews, to Doc Manson, to Chip, and to Damien, to Matt McCool, to the guys from the WPAN, to all the listeners, to Frog Balor, to Donovan Dijak, to Warbeard Hansen, Flip Gordon, and Bill Goldberg. You have made us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. And the voice was heard by the people. If you build it, they might come. And that is what Cody Rhodes, that is what Nick Jackson, that is what Matt Jackson heard from the wrestling spirit. I'm guessing that I'm going to say, baby, that I know exactly where that's coming from. You know why? Let me tell you something, baby.
I want to know.
Because my son is Cody Rhodes, right? All right, my son is a innovator. My son was backstage at WCW while he watched some of the just worst decisions in the history of wrestling go down, baby. Yeah. And my son, he looked around. You know what he said to himself? He said, I ain't going to do it like that, baby. One day I'm going to have my own wrestling show, and it ain't going to be WCW, and I ain't going to be Stardust, and I ain't going to have my brother in a ball gag. There ain't going to be no polka dots at my wrestling event, baby. And I said, you know something? I have yet to run in to Chris Benoit. Is that weird? I'm in heaven. Real footnote here, Cliff, over here. What happened down there? Where is he?
It's weird because you died second.
Yeah, but time is not linear. It's cyclical. There's a chance that I died in 1972 because Ric Flair chopped me to actual death. Again, there are multi-universes. Let's talk. This whole show is now just going to be, I'm going to talk to you about the multiverse. All right, because I basically stepped through time's phone booth and wound up in the TARDIS of life.
So are you, so in your universe now, are you a 16-time world champion?
Oh, I'm a 29-time world champion, and I got three more to go. That way I'll double up Ric Flair, and I'm just waiting on that bastard to win all three from him, and it's soon. Spoiler alert, we are starting to dust off Ric's seat.
Okay.
But I also saw the Macho Man.
Oh, yeah.
The Macho Man, Randy Savage. He said, I'm so proud of your son. And I said, how did you die? And he said, basically, by the end of my life, I was more Slim Jim than man. And I said, you know what? I believe you. And so it's the sodium. He was sodium.
He was just sodium. And
sodium of the crop.
Mechanically separated chicken.
So I said to my son, I said, one night he was sleeping all tight, and I said, first of
all.
You
came out of the closet?
No, I did not. That is preposterous. All right.
I was thinking more like in
an R. Kelly way?
No, I was thinking more of in a Sandlot way.
I realized, like the ghost of Babe Ruth. I was invited. It's my son's room.
Yeah.
I'm not like Babe. Babe's weird. Babe wants to work for Monsters Incorporated, and he just hangs out in closets. Waiting for kids to need inspiration. I go, Babe, I'm telling you, there's something weird when you just hang out in a little kid's bedroom. A lot of the time, you don't even come out. You just watch them sleep.
Yes, yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I don't know. You might be the king of home runs, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, well,
One of these days, I don't think they're going to let you back in here.
Yeah, he did a lot for orphans because he was an orphan himself.
Babe Ruth did a lot for orphans?
Yeah, because he was an orphan himself.
You want to know an interesting piece of trivia because that's all I am?
You're just a walking encyclopedia.
The Baby Ruth Bar was not named after Babe Ruth. It was named after Teddy Roosevelt's baby girl. And Teddy Roosevelt is the reason that they are called teddy bears. You can Google that, baby. That's space ghost information.
It's also really fun because that's not Dusty Rhodes pertinent information.
I know. It's just,
it's just information.
It's just true.
Yeah, so...
And so I said to Cody, I said, Cody, if you build it, they will come.
Maybe.
And maybe, baby. I said, I don't know the people no more. They put me in a tag team trophy thing. I wasn't in no tag team, baby. I don't know how ice works. I don't know how ice works no more. But I said, Cody, maybe, baby. Maybe, baby. And I'll be with you. And you know what they did? They listened to the voice of the ghost of Dusty Rhodes. And then Nick and Matt also heard it. Don't ask how. And then they went ahead.
Well, it was a slumber party.
Oh, okay. I'd like to believe
it was
that.
A Being the Elite slumber party.
Okay. Oh.
Kenny was there.
Right.
Bernard the Business Bear.
Yeah, and I said, I
bet Flip wasn't there.
And then Flip
I
was not there.
Returned
he wasn't
into Pharaoh, because that is why the dog's name is Pharaoh, because he is a reincarnated Egyptian mummy. And that is how I was able to use spooky pyramid logic to get out of the dog. You see, follow my train of thought.
Yeah, I got
so you. The Egyptians were basically the first civilization, right? And so they would bury their dead in a with a sarcophagus, and they would be a mummy. And then the dog's name is Pharaoh, and he might have been a mummy.
Yeah.
And so I traveled through the dog.
Yeah, to tell Cody Rhodes.
To build a stadium, and he heard me wrong. And he booked a wrestling show, but I'm glad he did.
Yeah, 10,000 seats.
10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. That's Alanis Morissette.
Again, not she's pertinent from, Dusty Rhodes information.
She's from Canadian heaven.
No, okay.
They're much nicer.
That's where Chris Benoit is.
It's always cold. I doubt it.
I think that he did it. But I do love the conspiracy theory surrounding his death.
That you know who the conspiracy theory surrounds?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Sullivan.
Kevin Sullivan's
indeed.
Gonna be, Kevin Sullivan is one of the...
The Taskmaster, baby.
One of the special guests. At All In. And so At All In that the New Age
Insiders
will
same,
be part of.
Lord Matt, it is the same as The Mummy on the Titanic.
It's not. There was no mummy on the Titanic. I'm telling you, James Cameron would have made the entire movie about that.
Yeah, I know.
If there was a mummy on that boat, the haunted boat, that would have been the best movie.
Yeah.
Like we wouldn't even needed Leo.
Yeah.
Just like keep showing the iceberg coming and the mummy doing nothing. And there's going to be so much suspense. You know what I mean? Because we all know and we know the mummy did it. Pharaoh did it. The dog. You see, I traveled through the dog. Do you understand me?
I do.
Luckily, this time it was the mouth. We got to really roll the dice with the dog.
So
we're going to be at All In.
Yes.
We're super duper excited. We know it. We know some details, not all, so we're not going to give a ton of details
today.
Yeah,
not everything's been announced yet.
There's a lot that's still coming together over the summer. We know that we're a part of it. We have a feeling that there's going to be some even more fun, exciting news to come. From the New Age Insiders as time rolls on. We're going to wait until we know for sure.
Yeah.
But stay tuned. We think some very cool things are coming down the road. We're very excited to be part of All In. But this isn't about us. And this segment isn't about our inclusion in All In. Now you guys know that we're there. I think you knew by now. And we'll let you know, like I said, over the summer. When we know, you'll know. But the biggest thing about this is good for them.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, this might sound super corny, but I root for dreamers. I root for people that don't want to just get 9-to-5s, that don't want to just get some house they can't afford with some wife they don't actually like, with some job that makes them want to die, with some kids that they resent, with some life that they regret. And people that don't want to live that way, like me, I don't know if I'll, you know, who knows what'll happen, but I know I don't want that life. So I look at those guys who are not living that life. Nick and Matt are not living the house, car, wife wrestling style, which is settle for what WWE tells you to do and exchange your identity for the money and your creative control for the money, which a lot of people do, and I get it. Wrestling hurts. Get paid. Gotcha.
Yeah, right.
But I look at Cody Rhodes, and Cody Rhodes is living his, no pun intended, living his dream.
His American dream.
And those three guys in particular have become the poster guys for doing it your way in a modern era where wrestling is truly evolving. And this show is a legitimate example and shining light example of wrestling evolving to the point where I don't think 5 years ago, and I know 10 years ago, this couldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Because there just wouldn't have been enough names to fill the place.
Right.
And it's sold out in a half an hour.
Yeah.
That's a legit accomplishment.
Well, and it's also, this is why the internet's been so important to the, what I like to call the reemergence of the territories. Right? It's the territories are no longer a United States concept, but a global concept, right? Because you're getting talent from Japan and Mexico and Canada and the US and Britain, you know, these hotbed major wrestling markets that are now just territories. And so they're sharing their talent, and it's so easily accessible through the internet. It's so easy to get the equipment together to stream. Really, your only excuse for not streaming your shows on the internet, and this goes for any wrestling promotion, the only excuse is that you don't want to spend the money to do it.
Has that been announced yet, by the way, that they at least plan on streaming
this thing? Know what they're planning on doing.
It has to happen.
I don't believe it's been announced.
I don't know what they're planning on doing. But the point is that it's so accessible for anybody because New Japan, Ring of Honor, you know, Lucha Underground, all of the Progress, all of these promotions have found a way to be online and share their content. So it's easy to find it.
Yeah. And so here's the thing. I think there are always going to be these like two camps that aren't nearly as loyal and isolated as they choose to believe, which are WWE fans and proud of it, and independent wrestling fans and proud of it. And the line really blurs. Like, you guys think that it's like this red box and this blue box, and they're directly pushed up against each other, and that's it. You can tell on this piece of paper that this is a blue box touching a red box, but you don't see that right in the middle is this real nice squiggle of purple, yeah. Right, where there's people that actually do both. And that squiggle of purple is pretty big, yeah. If you actually look at it, right?
Right. Well, and the other one, too, is you look at... You look at these, you look at the streaming services and all that fun stuff, right? Or the people that went out online and said to all the fans, WWE could never do that. You're crazy people.
Well, yeah, but what I'm talking about is like, again, there's this two camps, right?
Yeah, right.
And I see a lot of people, right? And I'm not going to name names because you're entitled to what you think, but I see a lot of people. Some of them are Patreon. Some of them are just fan listeners. Some of them are our friends. Some of them are people that you go through Twitter and are total strangers. And they say things like, yeah, I bet the crowd's going to be super marky, and I bet they're going to try to put themselves over, and they're just going to, you know, talk about how WWE is stupid the whole time. And I'm like, you know, respectfully, you sound like somebody that's probably never actually been to an independent show. We're not a lot of them, because I think that there are good fans there. And then there are independent fans that can also be, by the way, super obnoxious. Gotcha. Yeah. But they go, WWE is stupid. Everything WWE is dumb. Look at you liking WWE when you watch every Monday too and you know it. But the reason I bring that up is because this is a really interesting time where if you're a WWE fan, right, you probably know a good amount of the names that are going to be on All In, even though they've never worked in WWE. And if you're an independent guy, you know everybody and you're thrilled.
Yeah.
And so this is a testament, again, is it's not as much as this is a focus on Cody and Nick and Matt and what they've done, this is almost more of a testament to the business itself, because look at how many people with legitimate ticket moving star power there are that have never worked in the WWE.
Right.
Never. You know what I mean? Like, Cody has, right? But Nick and Matt haven't, right? And Marty Squirrel hasn't. And,
right.
You know what
Okada.
I mean? And Okada hasn't. And Hangman Page hasn't. And Kenny Omega hasn't. You know
Pentagon Jr.
Right. And, you know, Rey Mysterio has. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, you know, and the majority of the people that I believe that fans are most excited to see have not worked in WWE before, other than Cody Rhodes. And that is a testament, again, to them for being able to do it.
Yeah, and you know what?
Don't
talk about the stupid cup of coffee people spent like Kenny Omega.
Yeah, right. I don't want to hear about a velocity match he had like AJ Styles did. Like, you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean. And that's real star power. That's not WWE-based star power. That's not like, you know, from what I have not heard, I'm sure we would have by now, you know, Chris Jericho's not on this show.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So Chris Jericho didn't, but the tickets are gone. So Chris Jericho didn't sell a single ticket.
No, you are correct.
You know
or
what I mean?
CM Punk.
Exactly. Or CM Punk.
Or CM Punk. Now, do I think they very, very strategically dropped the information that he would be doing a pro wrestling team meet and greet signing on August 31st with the event being the very next day? Yeah, because you win. Either A, you've now hyped up the show so much that people can't believe it, and that's it. There's not even anything else. It's A, because the two scenarios now are either A, he shows up and it's an all-time moment, or B, we already got your money. You know what I mean? And you're watching for the hope that he might be here. Will he be there? I don't want to spend too much time on
this. I think he
will.
I think he will.
I think he says something. I think he makes some sort of speech. Like, I think he makes some sort of very great to be in Chicago. This is amazing. Never say never. I'll be back. I think his fight matters. And people actually seem to disagree with me, which is fine. People do it all the time. But a lot of people think that if he wins the fight, there's no way he's at All In, because, like, now he's a UFC fighter.
Right.
I feel the exact opposite. I feel like if he loses the fight, there's no way he shows, or there's a lesser chance he shows up at All In, because now he's lost two straight fights, is rapidly slipping into irrelevancy, and doesn't want to show up with two black eyes with his tail between his legs. So I disagree with people.
Right.
I think if he loses, the chances of him showing up go way down. Unless, yeah. And I understand what people are saying. Maybe him losing will finally flip the switch that goes, hey, buddy, you're a wrestler.
Yeah, right.
You're a wrestler.
Well, I think that I think that it's just he's out of opportunities.
Danny, shout out to Danny. I love Mysterio, but I can't wait to see Omega in person and Okada.
Yeah.
And spare me the semantics, as you said, Omega and Okada have never worked WWE. That's real star power. That's real outside WWE star power. That's real progress for the business.
I think we're going to get number five.
Number five what?
Of Okada, Omega.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. That'd be great.
Because
I don't care what it is. I almost don't care what they do. I'm just so excited to go. Like, I'm so excited, like, beyond the media commitments that we now have, as a fan with a ticket to the wrestling show, I am thrilled.
Stoked.
I'm thrilled. And this is a really cool little tidbit I want to throw out there, too, because Danny chimed in and we're talking to you. Shout out to just all of you again and what we preach about trying to bring people together. Danny and Colin have never met each other.
Yeah.
Got together and got their all-in tickets together. So they're going to sit next to each other and have never met. But because of the Patreon chat and because of the NAI experience, they're super stoked to do that. And I just think that's very, very cool. They're two
often imitated, never duplicated.
Yeah. They're two very...
It's pretty amazing. It's not the first time.
They're two very, very cool people that have just... done a very, very cool thing. And I think that deserves a shout out.
Yeah. And then also just in that vein of stuff, if you are a Patreon member, we will be doing something. We have no idea what, but we're going to be doing something special for you guys. Kind of like how we do the lunches out in Mania and stuff like that.
We will figure something out.
Shout out to Matt King 1990 on Twitch. He dropped a $5 tip on us.
Oh, yeah. Matt King.
On Twitch.
We love him.
I got to figure out the alert because it's supposed to be you.
Yeah,
going,
I didn't see anything.
It's happening! I didn't see it either, and I've been watching the whole thing. So
we're on a delay, maybe?
Yeah. No.
I didn't see anything over here.
And Rob and Justin had never met before. That's right.
Right.
And they sent us their Snapchats, which is amazing. Rob and Justin had never met before. Rob is in town. He goes, Justin, let's grab lunch. And they did. Because, you know, man, we're making real friends. Like, it's not bullshit, man. We're making real friends. But Chris Jericho's not part of this. Who's the one? And maybe that's the answer. There's some awesome names announced. If I could let you pick one more, who would you pick to be all in?
It's tough because I would say...
Mine is Jericho. So.
Jericho is the answer, unfortunately.
To be there or to work?
Both. I'll leave it open-ended. You can give me one answer or both.
You know what? I'm going to go Naito. Naito hasn't been announced.
It's a great answer. And shout out, obviously, to Flip.
Flip.
And the only reason, and I want you to get booked or I want it to work out or whatever because we love you, but I got to admit, and I do mean this, and shout out to the shirt. Look at the shirt. Huh?
We were booked before Flip.
We were booked before. We did get invited to it before Flip. oh, my God. And we love you, Flip. I do mean this, that I want every single good thing in your career to possibly happen.
Yeah.
However, I will also say this in the same breath. If you don't get to be part of the show, I think it is hilarious. It is hysterical. You're one of the biggest stars in the world. Brutus the Barber Beefcake is going to be there, and you're not.
As
terrible as that is, I have to laugh to not cry because you should be there, and life is not fair. But my answer is Chris Jericho, just because I hate... that the biggest show of the year is the one he missed. But if he was just on every big show in 2018 at age almost 50, if he was on Wrestle Kingdom, All In, SummerSlam,
Dominion.
Was he at the Royal Rumble? He was. Yeah,
He was. He was at the greatest Royal Rumble.
Right. So was he at the regular one?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think he was at the regular Royal
Rumble. He was at
Royal
the greatest.
Okay. He was the 50th entrant in the greatest Royal Rumble.
So if he's at, you know... the greatest. If he's at Wrestle Kingdom, the greatest Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, All In. You know what I mean? I do. I obviously wish the slam dunk answer is WrestleMania because you trade all of those for one if you're a guy. And I get it. But that I just think it's very cool what he's doing at this phase of his career. I just think he's unbelievable. He's such a star.
Yeah.
And it's watching what he's doing right now is just. I know I sound like such a dork right now.
Well, you are, so it's okay.
I am. We've come this far, buddy. I mean, who am I? I'm so happy for wrestling because it's such a great time to be a wrestling fan right now because look at this show. 10,000 seats is an accomplishment.
Well, and the other part about this too is you got to look at it, man. That those ticket prices were so cheap.
Nailed it. They were perfect. The average ticket price was probably $42.
Like, right.
Probably average.
The most top ticket in the house was $150.
Right. Yeah. So you probably average it out, and the average ticket's less than $50. Like, perfect, man. Get him in the door.
Yeah.
You didn't. This wasn't a money grab. This was a let's see if we can do this.
Right.
And pay the talent. You know what I mean? Right.
Same with StarCast. Have you guys seen the prices that they were charging for the convention for StarCast?
Less than access, which is you walk around to the gift shop.
You could get all access with photos and all sorts of stuff for every day for $1.80.
Oh, I mean, access is $60, and it's
get nothing.
It's the opportunity to wait in line.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's unbelievable.
Maybe.
Unbelievable. Well, you have the opportunity to wait.
Yeah.
You don't have the opportunity to get them. That's not a guarantee.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they just cut the line and go, we're closing in an hour. There's no way you're getting up there in an hour.
Yeah.
Not to mention their four-hour sessions.
Yeah, right. And I'm sorry. I just don't want Carl Anderson's autograph that bad. I just don't.
Right.
I love him. I just don't want it.
Right.
It's just like I waited in line for 7.5 hours, and I met Natty.
Also don't
want
a picture.
Oh, wow, I feel terrible. What a waste of your day.
Yeah. Also don't want a picture of me leaning backwards over a table.
Right. Oh, God. Don't get me started.
If you like autographs and shit and you want to meet people.
That's fine.
I just can't do it. And pick and choose, guys. Like, do you need to meet Alicia Fox?
Yeah.
I mean, God bless her. But yeah. Holy crap.
Well, the one that kills me, and it's not on the people that want the autograph, because I can understand that, right?
Justin said $58.
It's the fact that... Like, I saw pictures of people that are, like, leaning on a table while, like, Mandy Rose is just sitting there.
You're, like, pouting.
And it's just like, oh, my God, that
also,
is...
Also, hey, everybody, don't pay to see Mandy Rose.
Yeah.
Come on. I guarantee whatever that cost, you can figure out something better to do.
Yeah.
I'm drinking more wine.
But the point is it's just like, God, you gotta get... I want a picture with you, not a picture of you.
Yeah, anyway... but good for them. In the note that needs to be made is they have no backing of a major promotion. Cody isn't even the Ring of Honor champion, where he can sling that thing over his shoulder and trick you into thinking that maybe this is a Ring of Honor show.
The closest thing is that the NWA title is going to be on the line.
Right, there you go.
That's it.
But what they've done is without really the backing of a promotion, they're just done this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just wanted to see if they could, and they did. And I think it's a legitimate accomplishment and something worth noting, because you don't see stuff like this. And when you do, you need to celebrate it. And I think that the fact that guys, so many guys, that is Ospreay part of this? I think so, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, I love Will Ospreay. But the fact that so many guys have the ability to sell 10,000 seats in 30 minutes and not rely on former WWE, whatever.
Right.
Right, which is what all these shows seem to rely on. Man, it's pretty good.
It is.
It's pretty good. Because this is, like, you know, the word has been skewed so much lately, because what does it even mean anymore? Is Ring of Honor an independent wrestling promotion? Does independent just mean you're not WWE? I don't even know anymore.
That's basically what it means.
But you want to talk about defining the word? This is in every tangible sense of the word.
Independent.
Independent. This is the first indie show in a long time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's not brought to you by any promotion.
Right.
Even Chaotic Wrestling isn't an indie show, I suppose, because it's a promotion these days or whatever. I don't know. This is independent from everything.
Right. Well, because I would assume, and somebody like Magnum can tell me I'm wrong.
Magnum!
But the idea behind independent was... Anybody not in the NWA, right?
Yeah.
And so you were in the NWA.
Because they were the Alliance.
And then you're independent from the Alliance.
Right. Or like there was Memphis Territory.
Right.
Or you could run in Tennessee, but you were independent from the Memphis.
Right.
Basically, yeah. I think what it was you were non-union.
Yeah, right, right. Same concept.
You know what I mean?
Same exact concept, where it's like TNA isn't... TNA has money and backing, and they've established themselves in a territory.
Yeah.
So they're not independent of NXT. So they're not, you know what I mean? It's just
It might have been Brandon Banks thinks it was the AWA. Whatever. You understand what we're saying.
Right.
But there were these unions, and you were non-union. And this is a non-union show.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And because it doesn't have letters attached to it.
And not the other wrestling union, which was Ken Shamrock, Mick Foley, and Dead Test.
And Big Show.
And Big Show.
And Shane.
Was Shane in the union?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, they were fighting him.
No.
Why would the McMahon be in the union?
Because Shane didn't like Vince.
I don't even remember the Big Show being in there.
Yeah, they carried around 2x4s.
Bill, Google WWF the union. Because I know it was Ken Shamrock and Mick Foley and Dead Test. And I don't know if anybody else was even in it. I don't remember Shane McMahon being in
the
union.
Yeah, he was like, I think
it was Mick Foley, Big Show, Test, and Ken Shamrock.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shane McMahon have a McMahon in the union. We had to have a union because of the McMahons.
Yeah.
Yeah, like having a Rockefeller in the fucking
local
IBW. Yeah.
Yes. Well, at least I got a picture here, and on Pro Wrestling Wiki, Big Show's involved in it.
Yeah. No, Bill said Big Show.
Oh, he did say Big Show? Yeah, okay.
You got me on the Big Show one.
So maybe.
The union. R.I.P. Dead Test. when we come back, we are going to talk about WWE, John Cena, Nikki Bella, blurring some lines of what is real and what is fiction in a world where that's very tough to do. We're going to talk about that. Also, Enzo Amore has made some news. It is worth pointing out for those who have judged the man, and you can still continue to, but we have some news regarding that. A lot to talk about with Wine, the 2018 Wrestling Radio Awards Live Show of the Year. We'll be right back.
Captain America.
You know, it's pretty crazy, but NAI Pod has now been downloaded on 6 continents and has thousands of weekly listeners.
Yeah, step it up, Antarctica.
Does that make us intercontinental champions?
Kinda, but it also means NAI Pod is a great way to advertise your business, brand, or website.
If you would like to advertise with the New Age Insiders, shoot us an email, newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Tap into a constantly growing audience, advertise with the New Age Insiders, and take your business to main event heights. Send your emails to newageinsiders@gmail.com. That's newageinsiders@gmail.com. Hey, neighborhood. Your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right. And now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
You know the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show is the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
But what if we told you that there's also a show for fans of all kinds to do the same?
That show is Late Night Liam. Show hosted by myself, Liam Stryker.
And me, Bill Neville. Join us immediately following NAI Pod every Wednesday as we dive into pop culture, sports, current events, and more.
Can't listen live? No worries. Late Night Liam can be downloaded on demand exclusively on the NAI Network channel. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and all podcast platforms.
Once again, join Late Night Liam live every Wednesday following NAI Pod.
When you and fans of all kinds can connect, discuss, and be heard.
Let's get back to more of the New Age Insiders. Here's Jason Maltov, Liam Stryker, and Bill Neville.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
The stripper national anthem.
Yeah.
You can look, but you can't touch.
You can look, but you can't touch.
It's the stripper national anthem. Like, literally, if you play this song in a strip club, they all have to stand up and salute. Or some take a knee.
Yeah, and it's more respectful, but not 100% respectful. It's a weird thing.
You almost think it is more respectful, like you're a knight. I don't know. Shout out to Nikki and Brie Bella, who do follow the New Age Insiders. We get one message. I have yet to send it.
This would be a good time to.
But I figure at some point before I risk the unfollow, I get one message that I at least know they read to lead to the unfollow. And I'm not talking about a pervy, gross message.
No. Like, hey, do you want to come on the show?
Right, I'm not talking about a slide into DM scenario here because I don't know if Nikki Bella thinks that she should go from John Cena, who is probably like having sex with a statue.
Yeah, to one of us schlubs.
Yeah, to me. You know what I mean? Which I just feel like I have less to offer. I'm self-aware enough to know that I feel like I have less to offer than that millionaire who looked like somebody drew him when you need to like show doctors where everybody's muscles are.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, right. John Cena is one workout away from not having skin at all.
Yeah.
And just being, remember Inside Out Boy? He went over the swings and just
got
was
flipped
muscles.
Inside out.
Right. It's going to look like John Cena sooner or later is just going to look like Giant Gonzalez's gear.
Yeah.
But it's real.
Yeah. Weird.
It's real.
Yeah. Or they had that traveling circus. Yep. For a while, where it was all the people. Yeah. It was like the
Warrior had the meat tights for a while too. When they were like, "You have to stop taking roids for a while. The feds are onto us." He's like, "Okay, but I'm going to lose like 30 pounds of muscle." Yeah. And they're like, "What if we gave you a muscle suit?"
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that was the same. And I'm going to go crazy and leave.
I'm going to go crazy and leave.
But anyway, well, that's what happened.
That is.
But anyway, the reason that we bring this up is, and again, a programming note because you heard what people are asking. Yes. Yes. Late Night Liam is immediately following this on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some fun stuff.
Mixler, newageinsiders.com/NAI live. Wherever you're hearing this now, just don't go anywhere. Yeah. And if you're not listening live, you need to be.
Yeah.
And if you can't listen live and you didn't listen to Late Night Liam live, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, you're going to want to go and download and subscribe to New Age Insiders on iTunes, Podomatic, Glork, Noble, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Yeah.
Big news that NAI Pop is now also available on Spotify. You can find that movie show. I super duper promise we're going to do Be Nerd again. But that movie show, Late Night Liam, it's all available on NAI Pop. You can go find that as well. All of your on-demand audio needs are there and waiting for you. Make sure you become a Patreon. We do a show immediately after this for Patreons only that is also available as on-demand content. Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. All the networks, all the shows, the Patreon, the shirts, everything is on NewAgeInsiders.com. We're getting new Patreons all the time. It keeps us going. It makes this LLC thing happen. If you want to go like, hey, guys, you know, I'm really enjoying everything. I've enjoyed you guys for years. And you want even more? Because there's 5 shows and 7 days a week of content and bonus things in the NAI and the Neighborhood Watch where we all just get together and watch these pay-per-view matches and laugh together and have a great time. You could figure out the secret of the Winnie the Pooh honeypot joke, which is worth it alone.
Oh, my God.
By being a Patreon.
Oh, bother.
And make sure you stick around for Late Night Liam. And then you'll hear from me tomorrow morning. From Molotov in the Morning, it is coming back. Liam and I were on location for a paid shoot for the last few days, and it just wasn't logistically possible for me to do Molotov in the Morning, so it'll be back tomorrow. I promise it's
broke
not gone.
The streak.
See, you didn't ask. We could have done it.
It was on Glork Normal. It was on Glork Normal. I promise. Just people don't believe that that's real, and so it's a prison of their own mind.
It's a prison of their own mind.
One quick note I want to bring up, just because I don't think it should end the show. I think it's something that we bring up and we get out of the way.
Okay.
Enzo Amore criminally has been cleared of all charges. In fact, I don't even know if charges were ever actually filed.
It says that they were not.
So the official statement sort of reads that there has been no sufficient evidence to lead to charges. So in the state of Arizona's mind, this case is closed, and I guess in some ways never even really opened to begin with.
Yeah.
Now that Enzo Amore has been criminally cleared of the charges of rape by somebody who has basically at this point, with everything in front of us, basically say has been exposed as a incredibly unreliable testimony at best. I don't want to completely discredit this girl because she's young and she's a stranger, but I think to put it as mildly as possible, she has proven herself to be unbelievably untrustworthy and somebody who is easily believed to tell a lie of this magnitude.
Yeah, and has before.
Exactly. Because of that, now do you feel any different about Enzo Amore? Do you think his future is any different? You hear that now he is criminally cleared. What does that mean to you?
I said when it happened originally that we have to wait. Because the criminal justice system is innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And I was like, I said it then, and I stuck by it, what I said, and I agree now. Where it's, look, if he did it, he's a scumbag. He's an absolute scumbag and deserves everything he gets.
Rape is basically the worst crime you can commit while leaving the person alive.
Correct. Correct. Because you basically kill them on the inside.
It's basically the worst crime you can commit while you leave the person alive.
Right. So you're a scumbag. But if you didn't do it, then yeah, man, I feel bad because I knew people that were on the Duke lacrosse team. Right? I played with them.
Okay.
I played with them and not any of the people that were actually like charged. They were like freshmen, but neither here nor there.
They were merely freshmen.
But the point is that most people here that
yeah, right.
you get charged with rape.
Yeah.
A lot of the people that are those same people that are outraged and disgusted by you
yeah.
don't find out that it was wrong. It was false.
100 people hear the charges. 50 people hear you might not have done it, and 5 people hear that you didn't.
Yeah.
And so by then, you have 95 people whose opinion is now wrongfully molded about you.
Right.
And the thing about rape is this, and I hope it goes without saying at this point of our society and our culture, but it probably doesn't, so here it goes. Every single time there's a rape allegation, you need to take the victim seriously.
Correct.
Sure. You need to listen to her. You need to not... Rape is the only crime in which we blame the victim. You do not blame somebody for buying a nice TV when it gets stolen. Because if you went up to somebody and said, well, if you didn't have nice stuff, you wouldn't get robbed. You're an asshole. And so if you go right. up to a girl and you go, well, you know what? If you didn't have a vagina, you wouldn't get raped. Well, you suck.
Yeah, right.
And so that's just a part of society where if you blame a girl for getting raped, I don't care if she walked into a party full of drunk 22-year-olds naked. Don't rape the girl. You're not a chimpanzee.
Right.
Don't rape. The end.
Right.
And so what you need to do is you need to take her seriously. Listen and figure this out without judgment. However, and I will say this in the same breath, if she is lying about rape,
that's just as bad.
I wouldn't say it's worse.
Oh, I would.
I wouldn't say that lying about rape is worse.
Because you're
than
ruining
rape.
Your own livelihood and somebody else's.
Right. Let's at least say that they're close to equal, at least for me. Okay. Everybody to each their own. But you have still destroyed a life.
Right.
And that is close to, I mean, again, sexual assault to me is just like repugnant, but you are, if you lie about the rape there, you are to me judged very closely to rapists. Closely. I still think that the animal that can pin a girl down and have sex with her against her will is a special kind of monster that should right. actually be eradicated from our civilization.
And that is rape.
Right.
Right, right.
You can't compare somebody who actually raped to somebody who got accused of raping
here's the thing.
And didn't do it.
See, here's the thing, and I know this sounds so stupid, but bear with me. Have you ever lied?
Sure.
Right. So you're capable of lying, but you know that you're not capable of telling that kind of lie.
Sure.
Have you ever sexually assaulted a girl?
Hell no.
That's the thing, man. Everybody lies. This girl is young. Yeah. She probably got paranoid. The story going around is that her dad was like, where were you? Were you doing drugs again? She panicked and said, I wasn't doing drugs. I got drugged. I got raped by Enzo Amore. Now, if that's what happened, this girl did a terrible thing right. and is a piece of shit. But no, I don't think she's as bad as a guy that pinned a girl down and raped her. I don't.
It's close. It's close because the guy, you're... It's the flip side of ruining lives, right?
And that's the parallel.
And that's
absolutely.
The parallel yep, because right. the unfortunate thing is that, look, I don't give a flying fuck about Enzo Amore at all, right?
Right.
But
I'm glad he's gone.
Yeah, right.
It you just were, sucks that it happened this way, I guess.
Right. The point is that, yeah, you ruined his life. You ruined
yes,
his life.
You're the bad guy here.
Right?
Yep.
And you ruined his life in a way that is similar to the way he would have ruined yours.
Exactly, because again, it's going to be so tough for this guy to shake this, and now we start talking about his career. So if I'm Enzo Amore, and what's Enzo Amore, 30?
Right.
Right? So this guy probably now goes, okay, all right, take a deep breath, you're cleared of criminal charges.
Right.
What's the next step, assuming this man wants to stay a professional wrestler, right?
Right.
It's probably his next best bet for his next payday.
Correct.
Right? Unless he just wants to go get some job. Maybe he does. He's got crazy hair and crazy tattoos, and I think it's probably, I bet you he gives wrestling one more swing.
Right.
So,
it's that or another MTV Real World Road Rules challenge.
But, like, here's the thing, and it needs to be brought up, and again, it's not even about weighing the crimes, but what this girl has done is now, so I'm Enzo Amore,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't do anything wrong. So here's what the story sounds like, and here's what I believe happened. I am one man who has read all this internet nonsense and all these criminal files. I believe that this girl has been a mess the majority of her life, especially since she's been able to make decisions on her own. Seems like she has drug problems. Seems like she is consistently lying. The kind of girl that just wants attention and is constantly a mess. She went to a party. Enzo Amore was there. They had consensual sex. She got home. Her dad was pissed because she's been a total fuck up forever.
Right.
And this time she just didn't want to get in trouble again and said, I was drugged and raped, so I am not only not in trouble, I am actually the victim. That is what I believe happened, yes. Which makes this girl, although young, capable of making monstrously bad decisions.
Yeah.
That is what I'll say. I'm trying not to bury a young girl, but I am also not apologetic to the fact that she made a monstrously negligent, terrible decision. I throw that on the table with everybody else. And that's what I think happened. And so what you got to understand now is if you're this Eric Arndt guy or whatever the hell his name is, you're Enzo Amore.
Yeah.
Now I'm a booker. Right. And you and I and Bill, the three of us have worked in the independent wrestling world for about 4 years.
Right.
Not a ton of time, but we've seen some stuff. If I'm a booker, now when I hear that Enzo Amore, you know, when I hear that Emma's on the market, it's a no brainer.
Right.
When I hear that, you know, Cassius Ohno got cut 5 years ago, whatever. Chris Hero's a no brainer. Right. If I hear that, you know, Wade Barrett is he's a no brainer. If I hear that that Baron Corbin does screw up one more time and gets cut, he's a no brainer.
Right.
Now I have to look at a guy who's a former WWE title holder and think about it.
Right, because it's not like, as a wrestling person, you follow this and it's been in the news and it rings in our circles, but it's like, yeah, you might not want to bring him in because your audience might not know
Might not know he got cleared.
Yeah, and so now you're bringing in the rapist.
And you know that your odds are... Okay, so it's twofold. You're either A, probably bringing him in as a face because he's former WWE guy, buy the shirts guy, right?
Right.
And B, if you are bringing him in as a heel, you don't want the heel angle to be, ha ha, I raped a girl.
Yeah,
which
right.
would be the implication if they're booing because they think he did the rape.
Right.
You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Right.
So there's no winning here. And so as somebody, and again, I just, when we do these shows, and if it's your first time listening, hi, this is me. I just try to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't try to say shit I don't mean. I know that I can put people over big and say nice things, and I know that I tend to gush, but you got to know in my heart at least I mean it. And with Enzo Amore, I think he sucked. I didn't like him. I thought he was a mouth, and I got why they thought there was money with him. I thought he was best being the Timon to the tall guy's Pumbaa, and I thought, I understand why they think there's value here, obviously. I got a kick out of the tag team, but the guy was a pain in the ass.
Right.
And so I don't care that he's gone. I don't root for anybody to lose their job.
Yeah, it
right?
sucks.
I just opened the show by telling you I root for dreamers. So I'm not telling you that I'm happy that Enzo Amore lost his job. I'm also going to be honest with you and tell you that I don't care that he's not here anymore.
Sure.
And I actually think that it's a better show because he's not. Because look how much better the cruiserweights have been without him.
Oh, yeah. He was an anchor to that cruiserweight.
They thought he
division.
Was the answer and he was part of the problem.
Right.
It expounded the problem. He was a bigger part of the problem. So I'm not sad he's gone. But... yeah,
the gas needs him though.
But it sounds, and to be fair, and to try to call this thing down the middle, it sounds like the guy got a real raw deal.
Yeah.
And although you and I've talked about this before, that he got fired, and we talked about this months ago before even the internet got a hold of it. He got fired for lying.
Yes.
Not for not raping the girl.
Yeah, right.
He got fired for lying. And so if he didn't go to the party, if he didn't have sex with a mess, and he didn't lie, he'd still be here. So it ultimately does fall on him.
Yeah.
But it's not unfair to say the guy did get a bad rap. As somebody that's not a fan and doesn't miss you and hopes they never bring you back, yeah, if you need me to say that the guy got a tough break, he sure did.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that this is a huge talent. This isn't all of a sudden we lost Shawn Michaels.
So the division's better.
The division's better.
The division's better.
You know, I wish they would.
Will he get booked? Will he get? Is he going to stay a professional wrestler? Will he get booked? What level of show? Is it Gary's Garage? Is it Wrestle Kingdom? Is it
somebody
in between?
Well, somebody will.
Well, look at it this way.
Gary's Garage will.
So, yeah.
You know, you guys just brought up the guaranteed names like Emma and Wade Barrett and whatever. But look at somebody like Rich Swann, who got fired from WWE because of domestic abuse allegations.
Right.
Those charges were dropped and he just signed with TNA.
There you go.
So
maybe
he has a chance.
So yeah,
well, he should get a chance if these allegations were as false as they seem.
Yeah, TNA will give him a shot, but it won't be until somebody else books him. A Gary's Garage will bring him in.
Oh, they definitely will.
You know,
Gary's Garage will bring him in
because they need to.
Former WWE, whatever, whatever.
Yeah,
maybe even get your first appearance in a sweetheart deal.
Yeah.
Also, did you guys read the statement from his lawyer earlier?
Yes.
Yes.
So in the first paragraph, it kind of disputes. I mean, obviously, it's from Enzo's side and the people that Enzo pays. But it says right in the first paragraph, it says, on January 22nd, Eric Arndt was accused via the social media and internet. Prior to that date, no law enforcement or any other officials had contacted Mr. Arndt regarding that claim. So, did he lie to WWE, or was that just a sham that was an internet report?
No, because they found out in January, and they went...
Right, but the whole thing was that they knew back in, like, October, and he didn't tell anybody.
Well, I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I don't know
the answer
to that.
See, that's the problem. If that's a false report, too, then the whole thing is completely bogus.
See, I can't believe that's a false report, because I just...
But was it like a Meltzer report or a Satin report or one of those guys?
To me, what I've basically heard through the grapevine, and I haven't asked a ton about this, maybe I should. I can send a text message right now to somebody that literally works for the company if I wanted to. I think this was like a last straw kind of thing, and the last straw was the lie.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I could ask.
Yeah, well, because that's what the internet reported.
Right.
The internet had reported that he knew... It was in October, right. And it's coming down now.
And his lawyers are saying that the police...
What was the phrasing? That he had never been told?
It says, on January 22nd, he was accused. And then the next sentence says, prior to that date, no law enforcement or any other officials had contacted Mr. Arndt regarding such claims.
Yeah, so what he's saying is that...
He didn't know anything before the 22nd.
Yes.
So he's saying that he and WWE found out the same day.
The same day.
Yeah.
It's at least interesting. I don't like the guy.
No.
But I'm trying to be fair.
Sure.
Right.
And
we have to be fair.
The other thing, too, is that girl's going to lose all kinds of money forever.
Here's the problem. Well, he could if he wanted to sue her for defamation.
He should.
And I might if I'm him.
Well, because her dad's rich.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, that's the whole thing, is that her dad is extremely, extremely rich.
Oh, yeah. If I'm him, I'm suing her for defamation.
Yeah.
Unless he just wants the whole thing to go away, which might be true. I don't know.
Might be. You can do both.
I don't know.
Sue her, have her dad pay him off, and then you get the money and it goes away.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that could be true. I don't know what's true 100% anymore.
It's just fishy that would be an illegal document and not be the case.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because
I don't know. The lawyer also is not legally obligated to tell you the truth either.
Sure.
So who knows?
That's why I preface that with
it's right. The
people that Enzo are paying.
I'm not going to pretend like I know this whole thing.
Right.
I often, Bill, have no idea what's going on anymore. And no better example is that what the hell is going on with John Cena and Nikki Bella?
Nice.
Like, what is going on with John Cena and Nikki Bella? Is this real?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
The whole thing
feels like a sham.
Maybe I am getting worked hardcore like a dork. And maybe that's true. It has happened before. But when people come to me with these kind of things and say it's a work, with all due respect to everybody that believes it, it is usually CM Punk is a work. Neville's walkout contract thing is a work. You'll see. The idea that these real life disputes are works never, ever, 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 ever are. And so what I think is going on here is, we had you get engaged on TV, you real life broke up, and now we're going to make money off it. You have to break up on TV. Your TV people, you have to break up on TV too.
No, that's not necessarily true.
But they already broke up in public.
Yeah.
It's already been announced.
Right. But so now you... But Total
Divas
is on a delay.
But why do we need footage of it if it's on a delay?
Because Total Divas is on a delay.
Which means it may have even been filmed before the actual announcement.
Why is the next episode of Total Bellas them in the ring training for the Royal Rumble? Because they're on a delay.
Yeah. But the point is, the difference between those, because I do hear what you're saying and I do agree with you. The difference is that John Cena didn't go on the Today Show or whatever morning show he went on to talk about how he still loves Nicole Garcia Parra.
Why can't it be real that she really broke up with him and he's really bummed and he's really, as a human being, trying to get her back? Why can't that be real?
Because people don't do that. Like, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston never were on a talk show trying to save their marriage
one at a time.
Yeah, because they're not reality stars. It's different.
No, well,
No, they have no. It is. They are established reality show stars. If something that's... major in their lives happens, it has to be reflected on the show that already exists. Brad and Angelina are not reality show stars.
Yeah.
So there's not a built-in device where we have to acknowledge this. I'm telling you, I think, and I don't know, but I think there's a chance their marriage ended, and the producers of a TV show went, well, now we have to shift the plot of this show, and you have to break up on TV. Because you got engaged on TV, guys, and the show, the fans of this show,
that
which
seems
are,
ludicrous.
Yeah, see, why, that why, sounds no, more insane
no,
to
no, it
me.
Doesn't.
Yes,
guys,
it does.
Guys, who is Total Bella's audience? You think it's a bunch of wrestling fans
no,
or a bunch of 45-year-old women
right,
that don't know what's going on?
Right.
They're
but,
TV characters. They got to break up.
Why would, if I'm broken up with you, why am I going to agree to go through the steps to make it public on TV? I don't care. I don't, like, if I'm John
because,
Cena.
Because they're TV professionals.
No, but if
they're
I'm
not real people. John Cena hasn't been a real person
which,
in 15
which
years.
Which lends even more to the possibility that it's not
that
real.
That it's not real.
So my question to you is, and I guess, I know this is the actual answer, but I'm going to take it off the table for you. Other than Total Bella's ratings, why?
That's,
why?
That's,
what's the point?
That's literally the point.
Yes.
That's literally the point.
Then that's that worth it? So, and it's a Total Bella's thing. But John Cena isn't like, we don't show him once just heart looking down and heartbroken.
So John Cena's not current. So Total Bellas is in a completely different world than the WWE programming, right? So we can't, so it's not going to be reflective on WWE programming.
You're
also
giving him a lot of credit.
Also, the fact John Cena's not on WWE programming right now.
Yeah, then why?
And neither is Nikki Bella.
So, but this isn't a story that we at least try to play up on Raw, try to
no.
add to it, get you to watch Total Divas because
if they
it's
play this
Raw,
up on Raw, it's definitely fake.
Yeah, I know. I know, and that's why, and they haven't, which I...
But they've been advertising it during Raw.
I could wind up being wrong here, but for the sake of radio, I'm going to go all in on the other side from you guys and say they were a real-life couple.
Correct.
Obviously,
They had a reality show, and they got engaged, in public, and so the TV producers go, guys, now the plot of the show is going to change drastically, and we need to tell our independent audience that doesn't, I can't rely on TMZ, I can't rely on Michael Cole, you now, because you're not real people. John Cena hasn't been a real person in 15 years. You're not real people, you're celebrities.
Right, but
you have to break up on TV.
But if you're going to say that they're willing to play along on that level,
yeah,
then there's credence to the fact that
what
they...
What if they broke up amicably? What if they are actual, those kind of actual weirdos, because John seen as a superhuman, what if they can actually break up and stay friends? The White Stripes were a husband and ex-wife that toured the world. What if they're good and they know they need to do the job, which is break up in public even though we already did in private?
Yeah, and I think that that's the most unrealistic out of all of this.
So I just think this is a huge... So we got engaged at WrestleMania and they go, you know what? Total Bellas, which is a show we put zero effort into as far as creativity because you're just going to watch because you're a reality show junkie. We are going to have Hulk Hogan be on the rocks and dumped by his fiance and beg her back on TV. So Total Bellas might see a little spike here 6 months later because they're on a delay.
So
that's so, to me, you think I'm crazy. That sounds crazy. If they get back together tomorrow, you'll see it on TV next year. That's nuts.
Right, but what if they get back together because they filmed it already? So episode 8 is when the breakup happens because you know it's coming, and episode 10 is when they get back together.
I think that you are telling me that WWE is putting more actual effort into this work than they've given into any wrestling-related work in the history of that company.
I don't think it's that much work.
They're on the Today Show swerving you. They're on Total Bellas swerving you. They're on TMZ swerving you. Brie Bella's giving interviews about the split up to People magazine swerving you. No, this thing goes Pentagon deep, man. This is a conspiracy.
All right, so it's not nearly as much of a delay as you think it is. There was a trailer that was released today for the new season of Total Bellas where Nikki is being interviewed saying she's telling John Cena she feels suffocated. And they want to I guess, end things, and that premieres on the 20th, which is 4 days from now.
Okay.
So,
but who knows when they actually split. Again, and I saw a commercial for coming up on Total Divas where they were training for the Royal Rumbles. That was 5 months ago. I think it was Bella's, because it was Nikki and Brie in the ring. So there's also,
but they're on both.
So there's also clips of them from 5 months ago. And so, I don't know. Yeah. I just think that you... So, let me ask you this. I'm honestly asking you a question.
Right.
What is the most elaborate work in WWE history? Because, literally, Brie Bella gave an interview to People Magazine talking about how they're making it work and they're still friends and I'll always love John. So, now Brie Bella goes, this episode of Total Bellas is going to be so damn good, I'm going to swerve you on People Magazine. When has WWE ever swerved you that hard? I'm serious, ever.
Yeah. Well, again, I don't think it's that hard. I just don't think it's that hard.
You send Brie Bella to People Magazine to lie because it's going to be this amazing payoff episode when they get back together.
Sure.
And they've been together the whole time.
Sure. Why not?
Oh, man, that's just a lot of work for an episode of Total Bellas. It's a lot of work.
They want to make that show work.
Yeah, but why?
It's a spinoff of the Total Divas.
Literally, though, I'm asking an honest, open-ended question, hoping for an answer. What's the biggest work in WWE history?
But again, you're talking about it as a wrestling, and it's more of a... This is more of a reality show thing.
Yeah, and we sent John Cena out there.
This isn't on the wrestling show.
Yeah, so look at Peter Brady and the America's Next Top Model, whatever her situation was, right?
Adrian Curry?
Sure. It was Adrian something. Yeah. But there was something similar when they got their own spinoff show.
Yeah.
There was something very similar where it's just like, oh, it's reported in People Magazine that they're on the rocks and this isn't lasting and this isn't great.
And then they broke up.
No, but they broke up before the show. But then at the end of the show, they get back together and get married. So, yeah, this isn't new. This type of thing isn't new.
I just think this is an incredible amount of layering. Sending John Cena to the Today Show.
Right.
Having Nikki Bella be having to play kayfabe in a People Magazine interview. Like, this is a lot.
So you're talking... So again, you're comparing it to wrestling. The wrestling end of things.
I am.
You're right. They don't work that hard for the kayfabe. They don't.
Right.
But we're talking about a reality TV show.
Then there's been about 15, 20 years of reality TV at this point. What's the biggest reality show swerve ever?
I just mentioned it.
What?
I just talked to you about the one with Peter Brady and What's-Her-Face.
I'm not saying that's the biggest reality show swerve ever. They actually did get married in real life, too, and then got real life divorced.
Yeah, sure, and that's after. That's later. The point is that the show reflected a breakup and a get back together
right.
while simultaneously having a tabloid-esque thing in the middle.
And I understand that your point is right, that I'm talking about wrestling, but like so Rob... says the biggest swerve in WWE history is Punk in the summer of 2011. Okay, great. Because he did stay off TV for a while and all that stuff, right?
Right, sure.
And you know what he did? He sat home and rested up with his real-life fat contract and didn't send him to Ring of Honor to go, holy shit, he can go wherever he wants.
Yeah.
They don't work this hard at swerves.
But this isn't a WWE work.
Yeah, but this is a no-brainer reality
show. This is
show
a reality show work based on people you know from wrestling.
But this guy's, I guess I'm just saying that like it's not like heat between two characters. You are now in public saying that Nikki Bella dumped John Cena, and you're okay with that just being a total and complete fabricated lie. And I just think that's weird and complicated and has no payoff that could be worth that much trouble.
When they get back together in the Total Bella season finale.
So what is he gonna get back together in the ring?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ, then why are they
we're gonna
doing
do
this,
it at 35?
Then why aren't we doing this on Raw? Right. Why isn't this bled over into Raw? It's a work.
I don't know.
It's a work, right? So why isn't John Cena sad on Raw? It's a work.
So the production company is a reality TV show production company, and then WWE also produces it. But the point is that this is a reality show, right? And this isn't out of the realm of reality shows.
Yeah.
It isn't. It's just not.
So Mitchell says CM Punk showed up at Comic-Cons with the stolen championship is all over social media. That doesn't disprove my point. Because you know what happened to the WWE champion made an appearance at a Comic-Con.
Right.
I'm talking about the work, the swerve being a one-off you can go to Japan with the belt, right? One-off.
Yeah,
because
that makes you go,
holy shit, what's going on?
Yeah. This is closer.
You showing up to a Comic-Con isn't a work.
This is closer to like something you'd find on Jersey Shore. Like, again, you're hung up on the WWE aspect of this, when it's far closer to Jersey Shore.
I just think that if the producers of Total Bellas put this much effort into it to send John Cena to the Today Show, have people lie in interviews, have all this stuff happen for the sake of those two C-minus on the reality show scale, C-minus stars on a C-minus show have a payoff, this convoluted makes basically zero sense to me. This is not like they're having problems and thinking about it. This is, they have, Nikki Bella released a statement saying, we're done and I love you. How come John Cena didn't release some statement saying, we're done and I love you? All his things have been motivational and trying to get her back. Why would I, if I'm WWE, why would I fictionally make John Cena a loser who got dumped?
He's not on TV. He's not on TV.
Yeah, but he's John Cena.
Right, but he's,
John Cena.
Yeah, so
everything he does matters. Everything counts.
Right.
And I don't, why would I have Superman get dumped? What's the point?
Well, why would it be, what if she, I would keep it quiet if it's that point, if I'm going that route.
See, that, and I think the opposite, which is my rationale is you guys had a very public relationship and a very public engagement, and the oh shit sandwich part of being very public and very rich is you got together in public, you got engaged in public, and now that it's over, you have to break up in public.
But why does it need to be something more than them just announcing that they've broken up?
Because you are reality show stars, and the last time I saw you, you were planning a wedding. Now you're not, and my TV show, which has to be self-sustaining, needs that plot point explained. Yeah. You got engaged on my show. Now it's the new season and you're not getting married. The average audience member is going to go, what the fuck happened? And you need to explain that they broke up. And so you shot a recreation of their breakup because I believe the breakup was amicable and respectful and they're actually on good terms. And so I'm sure it wasn't the funnest day of shooting they've ever had, but they sat there and recreated breaking up. That's what I believe happened. Because I don't understand the point of this multi-tiered work. Where it's not, ooh, tension, will they, won't they, and it leads to their wedding. They publicly broke up. And Nikki Bella has not been, like, even coy and been like, and if you want to know how I feel about it, go to Total Bellas. I think these human beings have a life. And I think now as a production company, I got to figure out what has changed and work around it.
Yeah.
I really do. I don't, because I don't know how, I don't.
I still don't believe it.
I don't get the point. There's just so many steps for people that are going to watch the show anyway.
Right.
No. And then you get back together and you're on a delay. Because even that suffocation bullshit, right? It sounds like she hadn't broken up with him yet, and the broken up story's a month old. So they're still on a delay. So it's still stupid to me that they're going to get back in, together in public. So 6 weeks later, I can have my TV payoff when it's old news. That is less logical than them just having to be TV people who are no longer real life human
beings. Yeah, but it doesn't make any logical sense for TV people to have, unless they're playing characters.
Well, they are. Nikki Bella is not her name.
Right.
They are characters.
Yeah. So then.
So is Snooki.
Right.
She's a character.
Then,
it's not real.
So then why is it. If they broke up on TV, then why is it out of the realm of possibility that they can't be getting back together?
What do you mean that they can't be getting back together? They can be getting back together, but I think right now they're not.
Right.
They can get back together any minute now, but right now I don't think they are.
What if they have already?
Yeah.
Then I don't get it. I don't. Get it, and I don't think it's worth it.
And then the
it.
Big reveal is the final episode of Total Bellas.
Yeah.
Wow. When it's 6 week old news, because TMZ got it the second after it happened.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Wait. Just wait.
Wow. It's
going to happen.
Okay. And I don't think so. And if they get back together, I don't want to read a bunch of tweets going, ha ha, told you so. No. If they get back together, they get back together. But I still think they went through this bullshit that we've read about because it's just so convoluted for some story arc on a B reality show. Yeah. That is crazy.
It's not the same. To them, it's not a B reality
show.
Again,
but reality shows do, like, oh, there's tension. There's tension. They don't flat out tell you that they broke up unless they didn't. This show isn't that big of a deal. This show isn't big enough of a deal for John Cena to start tweeting about rebuilding his life and going on the Today Show and lying. This show isn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, but the Today Show, they also have a... That one makes sense to me because they have a relationship with those two women.
Who?
Hoda and whatever the hell.
Kathy Lee.
So
I just don't think it's worth it.
Yeah. You're right. It's not worth it.
We just don't get worked like this anymore.
Again,
like, there's so many layers.
Again, people are talking. You're talking about works.
This is a work.
No,
it's a reality show work, but it's a work.
Yeah.
They're lying to you.
Yeah, sure.
In your theory, my theory, they're not.
Right.
Because I think they're telling the truth. I think they broke up and they go, okay, great. Now, what did it look like? Now, and go.
Yeah.
Because that's, I don't know.
I don't know. If I broke up with somebody, I would probably not want
the
show.
Then why would, I don't know. Then I,
like,
you're right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd be done. And so it would be like, well, this is the footage you have.
So, do you ever watch Dexter?
Yeah.
Dexter?
No.
Dexter and his on-screen sister were real-life husband and wife.
Right.
And they got a real-life divorce. And they did 4 more seasons because they're pros. And because
Now that's completely different for me. Because you're a contractually obligated actor.
Yeah, but I bet you they didn't have 4 more years worth of commitments and they kept coming back.
Right.
And they didn't bitch. They didn't say, I can't be on the same screen with them or anything. They're pros.
Right, but if the whole show is predicated on us being together and then we're not together and I move out, right? I'm not on the show anymore because I left.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm one of the people on Big Brother, right, and I get voted out of Big Brother, I get out of the house.
Yeah.
I'm not still a part of the show.
Right.
You don't follow any of the nonsense that I do. I just pop in whenever.
I don't understand that point to that.
So the point is if John Cena and Nikki Bella are living together.
Yeah.
Right. They decide that we are done. Right. Mm-hmm. John Cena, let's just say in this situation, is living in Nikki Bella's house.
Uh-huh.
Then John Cena moves out.
Right.
Then John Cena is gone. He is no longer in this program.
Uh-huh.
So why does he care? Why does he feel obligated?
Because he's...
He doesn't...
Maybe he signed a contract. What if he signed 8 more episodes, and now the episodes have to change because you two broke up? What if he's a contractually obligated TV star, which he is, which he actually is.
Yeah.
He's a contractually obligated TV star. This isn't a freelance gig where he shows up on a day rate.
Yeah, but...
He's a contractually obligated TV star.
Yeah, but reality shows don't necessarily work like that.
Yes, they do. The cast of Jersey Shore had a stipend. They knew what they were getting paid per episode on a contract signed for a per episode basis.
Right.
These things are the same as any TV contract.
John Cena is also well enough off where he could just break that contract and be totally fine.
Right, but...
But he didn't.
But maybe he's a super great guy and didn't. Maybe he wants the money.
Okay.
You want to put an Ellsworth pizza on it?
What if these two people decided to split ways? Like, okay, so I'll give you a real world example, right? The WPAN is no longer on the New Age Insiders Wrestling Network, right? But we're still friends. I still see Brian Malone as they asked us to be part of the roast, right? So they ask us to do something for them because there's still a working enough relationship to be pros and work together.
Right.
Maybe these two people don't hate each other and they had to get through the icky, uncomfortable scene of recreating their breakup because they're pros and because they can stomach it and get through it.
But then John Cena's still on the show after the fact.
Right.
I don't know that he is.
And the Today Show thing just feels like the beginning of a recovery phase and they're going to get back together.
Yeah, I don't...
Maybe they are.
Why on the Today Show? Why not on Total Bellas?
Great question, Bill. Great question.
Bringing attention to Total Bellas on the Today Show. Even more reason for it to be not real.
Great question. Why aren't we playing this up on the TV show? Why would we have John Cena go out there and be like, I'm begging for Nikki Bella back? He begged for her back. He said, I want to be your wife, the father of your children. He begged for her back.
Yeah.
Why?
And he didn't say it, but watch me beg some more on Total Bellas.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just think that...
They're too... This is the one for me that's too intertwined because there is money here. There is money here. We have never, ever, ever, ever in the 206, is that what we're at? 205?
203.
203. In the 203 episodes of this show, and I know for a fact that there's only been 2 seasons of Total Bellas because I just looked it up.
Okay.
Right? We've never talked about Total Bellas before.
Right.
So we're doing what they want.
They did their job.
We doing what they want.
So why did this take so long? He proposed to her in Orlando, and this story arc develops a year and a half later. That's so weird.
The whole cold feet with the wedding thing, because the wedding was supposed to be like this week.
Yeah. Yeah, and now they're not. So guys,
it coincides with the premiere of Total Bellas.
Guys.
Jason.
Listen to yourself.
We are listening
to
ourselves. I hear headphones on.
You just said they canceled their wedding.
Oh, I did not say that.
To play. Well. Bill just said they were supposed to get married this week. So yes, you did. You said they canceled their wedding for a story arc on Total Bellas. Do you hear yourself?
They canceled their wedding months ago.
For a story arc on Total Bellas?
It could be.
Dude, do you hear yourself saying that they canceled their wedding for a story on Total Bellas?
First of all, I knew nothing about the canceled wedding.
Does that change your mind?
Well, if they canceled their wedding a month ago, then yeah, sure.
Thank
it does.
You.
But
you can't change. You can't tell me that they canceled probably a $100,000 wedding for a story arc on Total Bellas. That's nuts. I don't even know that.
Who knows if it was even like that, though?
Hold on.
Daniel Bryan and Bree's wedding was in front of 20 people on a beach.
Hold on. The real question is, was the we don't know if the wedding was planned or not.
That too.
Yes, because we do. He proposed in front of us a year and a half ago. People don't wait 3 years to get married, guys. A year and a half is plenty of time.
Right.
And they're not married.
But is the difference? But there is a difference. There is a difference to the wedding being canceled and it's supposed to be today, right?
Right.
And they're getting married in the fall, right? There is a difference to that.
Okay.
Right? Because I need to find out when they call. As far as I knew, they called off the engagement.
Right.
I didn't know that the wedding was canceled a month ago.
Well, that's what happens when you cancel an engagement.
Right. Because you got engaged a year and a half ago. Right. People don't wait 8 years to get married.
Supposedly, the wedding was supposed to be May 5th.
Okay.
And then it didn't happen, so we can have a kick-ass episode of Total Bellas.
So that is...
They're going to get back together. They're going to get married. No, they're going to have
kids.
They're
explaining their breakup on TV because they're characters.
Yeah, that's different. That's different.
I still don't think so.
No,
Bill,
no,
you, Bill,
no,
you
because
think
if the
they
wedding...
canceled their wedding for Total Bellas?
Yeah, if the wedding
you
was...
You think that?
Yeah.
If the wedding
Bill,
was...
you're so smart. You don't think that.
If the wedding was supposed to happen...
You don't think that.
If the wedding was supposed to happen 10 days ago, then yeah, it's not.
And again, you can't... If they get back together tomorrow, you can't be like, look at you. No. If they actually canceled a wedding, they did not do that for Total Bellas,
no,
guys.
No, if the wedding... If they called off the engagement and the wedding was October 15th, then I would still believe this was fake.
We got time.
But if the date has already passed, then yeah, this isn't fake.
It could just be postponed.
No. For Total Bellas?
Yeah,
you could be. It's probably a $100,000 wedding that they postponed.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. It's John Cena's wedding.
But again.
What are you talking about?
Here's the only thing, right? We don't have this type of fun. Nobody has this type of fun, right? So I understand what I'm about to say is insane, right? But what if they said it was May 5th and it's actually October and that's why they can
there
say it
go.
Was canceled?
What an episode of Total Bellas we've got cooking, guys.
Yeah, we don't have
because
that type
of
fun.
Because we had John Cena and Nikki Bella lie about their engagement date for it.
Yeah, we don't have that type of fun. So
I think this boat's taking on water for you, I must admit.
Who goes on the Today Show and begs for your girlfriend back?
Somebody that wants their girlfriend back.
Ugh. And has a platform to do it. So,
Let's get out of here.
I've pulled a 180 now knowing that the original date was May 5th.
I still don't think so.
May 5th, the original date. Yeah, that's...
They're TV characters wrapping up a story.
It was... Yeah.
That they changed, not the producers. So we have to acknowledge it on TV.
Yeah.
Because we don't cancel our wedding for Total Bellas.
Yeah, we don't cancel our wedding for Total Bellas. The thing doesn't even pull in a million people.
And Bill, I understand what you're saying, but think about this logically. I got engaged.
Again.
I got engaged in April of 2017. When am I getting flipping married here? Around the summer. And now they're not. And that's because it's real. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, please. Can we get out of here?
Thank you for joining us on the New Age Insider Show. I love you so much.
All right, let's get out of here. Come on.
I love you so much.
When they get back together, I'll be laughing.
That doesn't disprove anything.
No, it does. It does because it does give merit to the thing that the date might have been floated out wrong.
Ay caramba.
If they get back together and get married, then within this year.
Oh, I got 7 more months for them to rekindle this? Oh, it's crazy.
Because that's when the show...
I'm talking about how they feel on May 17th, whatever the hell today is.
But again...
Not October 1st.
But again,
wrap it up.
If they get back together within this season of Total Bellas... Then
especially for the season finale.
Yeah,
okay,
especially for the season finale.
If they get back together in time with footage in the can of them getting back together, you win. And when they don't, I want another pizza.
All right.
Thank you for joining the
Ellsworth Pizza Bet.
Thank you.
The screen has an Ellsworth pizza on it.
There you go. Thank you so much for joining the New Age Insiders. Don't go anywhere if you're listening live late night. Liam is immediately following this broadcast. Stick around with the whole New Age Insiders experience tomorrow morning. Molotov in the Morning comes back. We got all sorts of fun stuff cooking. We're a legal business. It's because of all of you. Keep sending in those topics for 1NAI. See you in Chicago. Stick around. My name is Jason Maltoff.
I am Liam Stryker.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We are the New Age Insiders. Find us on Twitter at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI. Big huge shout out again to DC and Doc, to Chip and to Damien, to Matt McCool, to the WPAN, to everybody who has been a listener, a member, a Patreon, a subscriber, a follower, an awesome person who is becoming a friend. You have made us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
We out.
Right now, I'm showing love to my brothers and my old man. To my girl, let's get it on like the slow jam. To everybody that I'm running down the road with, y'all my